G'day everyone. How are you? How are things in your world? How are things developing for you in your life, eh? It's all right. I do know because I listen to many of you and you tell me from time to time. But I thought I might spend a bit of time telling you how things are going for me at the moment. I haven't had a lot to say on Audioboo in recent weeks, mainly because I've been doing a fair bit of routine. But I feel like going out for a bit of a stroll, stretching my legs and having a bit of a chat to a few friends. Today's been hot. It's been a really stinking hot day, actually. I try to manage the heat as best I can, but it can be a bit difficult sometimes. We start work pretty early. We start at 6:30 in the morning, and by about 7:30, I already had a rag around my neck soaked in water just to try and keep myself a little bit cool. And I was like that all day, basically. Kept my T-shirt wet with the fans blowing just to keep the temperature down a little bit on me. I actually found that's worked very well over the years. It helps to moderate the heat so that I don't flag towards the end of the day. But even so, I was still pretty knackered by the time it was all over. They're the bats in the figs having a feed, as noisy as you might hear in the background. Blind birder, you might be interested there. I know you like hearing the sound of birds in the background. Well, bats are a bit different, I suppose. Flying foxes. Yeah. So, it's been a hot day today, and we're all sort of struggling a bit. And we haven't got a lot of work on at the moment, so I think I might be taking a little bit of time off work. And I approached my supervisor today, actually, this afternoon, and suggested to him that I could ease the pressure for work by doing my own project. Yeah, and I'll clock off while I do that project. That's all right. And that's Wunderling that Phil Sorrell, Bernie Golbuck, and I are sneaking up on. Maybe, dear Audioboo listener, you've heard a little bit about Wunderling, seen the hashtag around. Yes, it's developing. I am in the process of making some cases, and those cases are going to be made out of hollow books. And on the weekend I went out and I bought 6 fairly large books to turn into hollow books. And I also bought an additional 7th book because I wanted to test my methodology. Well, yesterday and today I finished that process and I've shown that, okay, that methodology works. I'm thinking about using a slightly more efficient methodology for this actual production of these 6 cases. I might get involved in using a router trimmer and a template so that I just reproduce the same pattern time and time again and just get into it. But that's more the technical stuff. And I'm actually making a point of putting up a little bit of the process. I've tweeted out a couple of photos, nothing too serious. Might shoot a little bit of video, include in it the process of preparing for Wunderling rather than just what the whole Wunderling project is all about. So, yeah, that's a little process that's been underway. A little bit of wind here. Sorry, I didn't bring my windsock. It was such a still night at home, I just didn't expect anything down here by the river, but there is a bit of a breeze. Might come and go a little bit. I'll try and protect the microphone a bit. Sorry about that. I may well over the next couple of days. I need to be at work for the next couple of days. I need to have to do a bit of production. I'm producing some components, but there is a lull time between the production of each component, and it will be an ideal time to actually clock off for a little while and work on these Wunderling cases. That's been happening in the background, and also got hit up today to go to Singapore. And I was asked a few weeks ago to go to Singapore to basically help rectify a job that we did this time last year, which went completely pear-shaped. And I said, no, I'm not interested. I'm really not interested. And they turned around to me today and said, Ian, are you sure you're not interested? Because, you know, we've got to send 2 guys, whereas we could just send you. And I said, yeah, it's a bit of a problem, isn't it? in order for me to go, it means I'd have to wear the responsibility. And it's a huge cock-up by other people. And we on the shop floor are the ones who have to pick up the can. And I just don't see why we always have to do it. And I've just got a bit of an attitude about it. You know, there's no advantage to it. I get to go to Singapore and just flog myself stupid for a number of days, and there is no advantage. And if you think going to Singapore sounds attractive, if you're just on a construction site for the entire duration that you're there, you might as well be on a construction site anywhere, and I'd rather be at home. So I've said no, and I've explained my reasons, and my supervisor wasn't overly happy, but I think he understood my point very clearly. So after that, you know, and I worked out that maybe I can work on the Wunderring project over the next couple of days, which would be great because it'd be really wonderful to have that sorted by the weekend. Hey, Bernie, that'd be nice, wouldn't it, if I've got this end sorted by the weekend, or close to it. I then came home and I picked up a new slide scanner. I ordered one from a discount electronics store online, Kogan it's called, Kogan Electronics, it's here in Australia. And I ordered it a couple of weeks ago and it's finally come through and I scanned a couple of slides. It was wonderful. I just grabbed any random pack of slides that were in amongst the stash. And there are some old photos of my ex-wife and I before we were married, actually, and way back in 83. Lovely, lovely to see old reminiscences. Yeah, and I actually tweeted on, yapped, on app.net, a photo of me swinging under a parachute after doing what's called an in-flight transfer. I've still got that parachute tucked away in storage. Don't know what condition it's in now, though. So I've been messing about just learning how to use this slide scanner and having a bit of fun with that. It's good. It's good to finally get one, and I'm going to go about recovering all these old images that I haven't seen in, I think, most of them, probably 30 years or so. And the only other thing really is I'm slowly getting my fitness back. I have been riding to work a little bit over the last couple of weeks and it's starting to pay off. It's something that I've been wanting to do for some time. Over the Christmas break, I went about trying to find a good route to work. Because the way I drive is along some major arterial roads and it's a little bit nasty. And the traffic is such that, you know, I could zig and then they'll zag and I could end up under a wheel somewhere. There's a couple of particularly nasty corners. I'm talking about bicycles here, by the way, not motorbikes. And, yeah, I wasn't particularly happy about using that particular path to work. So over Christmas, I found a better way to get there. I rode over there a couple of times while I was refinishing my dining table, which looks spectacular now that I finally got it home. I brought that home today also. I had to sand back the Jarrah timber top and refinish it, and it looks really wonderful. It looks like a brand new table again after making it 13 or 14 years ago. Yeah, you have to refresh things every once in a while, don't you? It's a shame we can't do that to ourselves. It's a shame we can't just step into some sort of chamber and give yourself a complete revitalization. Yeah, thank you very much, sir. I'd like to be taken back to being 27 years of age. Zip, there you go. Thank you very much. Pay you $2,000 and you step out a 27-year-old. Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? Now, it doesn't work that way for us, but we can do that to a table and it looks wonderful. It looks great now. So that's refreshed in my life. And while I was doing that over the Christmas break, I rode in a couple of times and worked out the best way to get there. And it's good. There's only about 300 or 400 metres where I have to travel along a busy road. And, well, it's quite a few busy roads I actually travel along, but this particularly one nasty busy road is only a short section, and I can easily duck and weave the traffic for that short section, okay. And the rest of the ride is good, and I tell you, it's a 40-minute ride each way. It's 14 kilometres. I'm feeling really good for it. The fitness is coming back nicely, and I'm starting to feel some significant benefits. It's still relatively early days, so I want to give it another couple of months, but I'm hoping by well into March I could be back to a little bit of my old form, respecting my age, of course. Yeah, so that's been a really strong positive in my life. And work is just work, and it's nothing that exciting. But frankly, the Wundering project that I'm doing with Bernie and Phil is one of the more interesting things that are happening in my world at the moment. So I'm pretty keen to kick that along a little bit. So if you're not following the hashtag WUND, ING, Wundering, as we'd pronounce it in English, but I do prefer the German Wundering, as in wonder. Wonder, wonder, yes, yes. Wonder what will happen as it wanders around the world. Yeah. You'll see how things evolve over the next little while as we get underway. And that's the more interesting thing that's happening in my world at the moment. Other than that, I don't have a lot more to say, so I'll bid you adieu, dear Audioboo listener, and I hope that it's wonderful in your world, whatever you may be up to. Have a good night, everybody, and enjoy your evening, night, morning, lunch, whatever you may be up to on this globe of ours. Cheers, eh? Bye-bye for now.